Country Bob FM.
Haven't heard the train whistle in a while because I missed three Fridays in a row.
Really? Has it been that many? Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because I was at I was up in North Dakota, Grand Forks, hockey, and then two for the cruise, and now here today. It's Friday.
So, and I, of course, I do not use it. So.
No other. If anybody else is, I almost should probably bring that to my office. Right. I'm afraid somebody else's lips would touch that wood. Because it is wood.
Yes.
Unvarnished. Unvarnished and unfinished wood as well. I risk a sliver in my lips every time I use that.
Yeah.
How painful. A sliver in your finger is painful. Do you just think of all the nerve endings in your lips and your mouth area and then getting a sliver? Ouch. Mm-hmm. Painful.
No thanks. No.
We have an almanac salute here today to start out today's Bob Almanac. One of the Osmonds has passed away. I think he is the first of the singing siblings to have passed away. There are 9 Osmond children, but I think only 7 of them were ever like in a band or a group. The other ones handled, they were key grip or they were gaffers.
Yeah.
They would drive the truck.
Roadies.
Roadies. So Wayne Osmond has passed away at the age of 73. His brother Merrill confirmed that Wayne passed away Salt Lake City, New Year's Day, suffered a stroke. He had the deeper voice. He utilized his baritone voice with the Osmond brothers.
Sure.
And he was the second oldest of the original Osmond Brothers singers, 4th oldest of the 9 Osmond children. So that tells you, if you do the math, there were 9 kids, 7 of them sang. The 2 oldest never were singers or did not dabble in the family business.
Okay.
Maybe they were their accountants.
Right.
They're making money there, hand over fist there.
Yeah, they benefited. I hope they did from their brothers and sisters' success.
So Wayne Osmond of the Osmonds, now gone but not forgotten. Friday, January 3rd, 1871. This day, we actually have 2 patents of the day today.
Oh, come on. That's a stick of my sweet creamy butter.
That's chiffon stick margarine.
Chiffon stick margarine?
Right, chiffon fooled you.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Margarine was patented on this date by Henry Bradley of Binghamton, New York.
Mm-hmm.
They'd long been looking for a butter substitute because the whole churning process, it was very, very, and physically demanding. It's very labor-intensive, the whole churning thing. Even in the 1871, as we know, that's the Gilded Age, Neil.
Right.
Have you been gilded recently?
Yes, just recently.
Okay, 1871, the oleomargarine patent. Mm-hmm. Now, do you like, as far as commercials, that chiffon one with Mother Nature is great,
Pretty good.
What about this one?
Light, rich, creamy. You are butter.
Parquet.
Why don't you make up your mind?
Parquet margarine from Kraft. The flavor says
butter.
Butter. That one's good, too, with the talking talking box of the 4 sticks of parquet margarine. Oleo margarine. And didn't you always tell the story your dad just called it oleo, right?
Yep.
Pass the oleo.
Get the ole. Bring the ole over here.
Ole.
You call it ole.
And that's what the henchmen of the Wicked Witch was singing.
Yeah.
The henchmen were singing oleo. They were saying they wanted margarine, not real butter.
Right.
And then... it was then 17 years later, another patent of the day, the first wax drinking straw was patented by Marvin C. Stone. So the first ever drinking straw, Washington, D.C. is where it was patented. And, of course, plastic hadn't been invented yet, so it had to be probably paper covered with wax. And now, of course, we're trying to transition that because we're saving the whales.
Yes.
So these straws don't get into the waterways and get stuck into whales and other plant life and all that plastic has been placing. We had islands and islands of these plastic that have gathered because of the water currents in oceans. And so we're going to the paper straws, which, you know, sometimes the paper straws work, but I had some of those frozen fruity drinks on my cruise.
Yeah.
And they had the paper straws there. It'd be very environmentally conscious. Yeah. But those paper straws do not work for, let's say, a pina colada or something frozen.
Sure.
You know, that frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
I'm anti-straw, as you may know.
You don't use any straws anywhere.
I don't use any straws, period.
That's probably good.
You know, don't need them. Don't know how to work them. Just drink right out.
You don't
of
know how to work them. That's just kind of a basic scientific principle.
Well, it is, but
where you you're basically creating a vacuum. You take air from one spot, and then air has to come from somewhere else to take that area, and then you create the suction and the whole thing. So 1899, this date, we had the first use of the word automobile in the editorial in the New York Times. But I believe there was a scientist, I think, maybe a decade or two before that. I want to say 1885 that had used that term.
And in the future, we don't need horses. We have motorized carriages called automobiles.
See, there we've got proof. That's 1885.
Yeah.
It's time stamped on the video.
Doc Brown,
1885, Hill Valley, California. He said automobile.
Yeah.
But here, I guess, 1899. How about 1920? This was the date that the Boston Red Sox, their owner, Harry Frazee, announces an agreement to sell slugger Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees for $125,000 in cash and a $350,000 loan. And that began the 84-year curse of the Bambino.
Yeah, he was cash-strapped and needed some dough to keep his franchise afloat. And he peddled Babe. Didn't work out that good.
No, and Babe Ruth was a good player for this. It wasn't like he was an unknown, kind of like a David Ortiz who was kind of with the Twins. Pretty good, but not great, and then go somewhere else. He'd already established himself, especially as a pitcher, right? I mean, he was awesome.
Yes, he was very good.
Very good player.
He was the Soshi Ohtani, or whatever his name is, of the 19.
Yes, yeah, they were close enough. Yeah. Some of the examples of the curse of the Bambino, it's got to be Bucky Dent. That's one.
Right.
Although, what about 67? They had some pretty good luck there to catch the Twins.
Yeah, they had a five-game lead with five to go and swept those five, and Yastrzemski won the Triple Crown, and yeah, they did pretty well.
When Donnie Moore gave up that home run in the ALCS against the Angels,
that was good luck.
Yeah, no, wait a minute, no. Yeah, that was good luck because the Red Sox went to the World Series there, but then lost.
Right.
But then, of course, what happened then with Buckner? It all comes around, goes around. When you look at it, the whole curse of the Bambino. They had as much good luck as they had bad luck. It all evens out. They're even, Steven. Yeah. There was no curse. Yeah. They just got their bad luck. They got their good luck, but then that set up the bad luck.
Carlton Fisk, you know, he had to wave that home run fair.
Yeah.
And that put him to a seventh game, and then they couldn't get it done.
Think about that.
They had opportunities.
59.
In the White House, President Eisenhower signs the proclamation that makes Alaska's entry into the Union official, nearly 92 years after Lincoln's Secretary of State bought the territory from the Russian Tsar for $7 million. In the years since, Alaska has yielded well over $1 billion in new wealth and moved steadily.
It's one of the greatest real estate deals of all time, other than maybe New York, where it cost us some beads and some trinkets.
Baubles, bangles, and beads.
And an Arby's coupon.
Right.
So 1959, Alaska became the 49th state, and it was later also in 59, same year, Hawaii came in as number 50. 1973.
For instance, I'll be handling all the trades.
What do you mean?
There'll be no phone calls in the dugout.
What do you mean? That is not, no. That's not right. I'm handling the trades.
That isn't the way we say it.
I have the right to call you in the dugout.
And that's not the way it's going to be, George.
Well, you're damn right it isn't. If you don't like it, you're fired.
You haven't hired me yet.
Nice little skit between Billy Martin.
It was a great bit.
It is a great, very great bit and skit between those two. I'm assuming they had kind of premeditated that. If not, it was genius.
Yes.
So This was the day in 73. That was a few years later. But in 73, this is when George Steinbrenner brought the Yankees. They bought the Yankees from CBS. CBS actually owned the Yankees.
I didn't realize.
And then George Steinbrenner bought them for $10 million. He became the most infamous owner in sports, right?
That was a pretty good deal as
well. Good investment, yes.
Yeah, that worked out.
10 years later at the Metrodome.
Big opening for Tony Dorsett. Look out, he's got great speed.
99 yards and a half.
Dorsett down the sideline. Stays in bounds.
Can you believe that?
And Chalk, it's a
Don, that's a classic Monday night football lineup. Don Meredith, Frank Gifford, and Howard Cosell.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And that was Tony Dorsett against the Vikings, 99 and a half yards.
At the Metrodome.
And which is kind of fun because back then I was listening to 99 and a half FM.
Oh, sure.
So 99 and a half yards at the Metrodome. The turf was wet because like a week earlier, the roof had collapsed.
Yes.
And rain and moisture had gotten into there because of snow. Snow had melted and it was a mess. They had the chalk on the field. It was just a mess. The Vikings won the game to clinch a playoff spot. They needed a win. Cowboys didn't.
Right.
Back in 1982. Vikings were going, they're going for the safety. They wanted to get the 2 points, so they had everybody up at the line.
And there was just enough of a crease, and then it was over.
Yeah, it was over. Willie Teal or Tommy Hannon did not have the speed to catch up to Tony Dorsett, because he's got great speed,
Soul
according
Patrol,
to Frank.
Willie Teal. Yeah.
More football here.
And then Steve Christie nails it, the 32-yard field goal, the greatest comeback in the history of the National Football League, in the regular season on the playoffs. A stunned Warren Moon can only wonder, why me?
Not anymore. That Vikings comeback a couple years ago over the Colts, that is the new biggest comeback ever, because Vikings came back from 33. This was a 32-point deficit in the playoffs, though. Frank Reich in for, what's his name?
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly, the Kelly gun.
Got a hot hand.
And poor Oilers, poor Warren Moon, 41-38 in overtime. And that was in 93. We said goodbye to Phil Everly on this date of the Everly Brothers. Very talented. Love their song. So many big, big hits. Late 50s, early 60s. Phil and Don and Phil Everly. He was 74, 2014. And then this date.
Scientists in Rome have unveiled a portable bionic hand which uses sensors and electrodes to restore a sense of touch, trialing the technology on a woman who lost her hand 25 years ago.
The only thing, I mean, this is a big development. Again, the only thing that I was really disappointed about this bionic hand. You know what it was, Neil? I bet you can guess.
No, I can't.
It didn't make the bionic sound.
Oh, well,
that is. 2018.
Is it really bionic?
Is it really bionic then? We need the sound. We have birthdays.
In a noisy bar in Avalon, I tried to call you. But on a midnight watch, I realized that twice you ran.
This might be my favorite Crosby, Stills, and Nash song.
Think about
and it's Stephen Stills. Wrote it, singing lead on it. Graham Nash and David Crosby, they're just to support Stephen Stills. Love the One You're With, that was one of his hits, his solo hits.
Yeah.
He was with Buffalo Springfield. He's 80 today. He's on the keyboard, he's on bass guitar, he arranged the strings for this song, Kashmir. You know that riff?
Yes.
Yeah. John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin is 79. What time is it, Neil?
It's TV theme time, Jim.
She was in Dallas, Pamela Ewing. She had a dream. I had a dream.
Crush on her.
I had a dream.
Yeah.
That was Victoria Principal's dream. Wiped out a
My
whole season.
My dream was to go out with Victoria.
Oh, sure. She went out instead with Andy Gibb. Neil, do you have any chance to compete with Andy Gibb?
And the
height of his powers? And have you ever gone shadow dancing?
No. Somebody would get hurt.
Yeah, Victoria Principal, 75.
Oh, yeah! It's out!
Jim Ross is up there. He's probably on the Mount Rushmore of great wrestling announcers. He was the main guy in WWF, you know, kind of after Mean Gene, after he left to go to WCW and some of those changes. Longtime WWE. Jim Ross, quicker than a hiccup. And he had some pretty good sayings and cliches.
He was good.
Yeah. He's 72.
I understood you to be patriot. If you mean by patriot, am I angry about taxation without representation? Well, yes, I am. Should the American colonies govern themselves independently? I believe they can, and they should. But if you're asking me, am I willing to go to war with England? Well, then the answer is most definitely no.
Wow, that's a no. It would shortly later be a yes. He would help him win. Indeed. He was the patriot. He was the patriot. He's Mel Gibson.
Intense. Yeah.
He's had some issues later in life.
Right.
Said some things that he regretted. Lethal Weapon, Braveheart, Mad Max, so many others. 69 for Mel Gibson here today.
We're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time.
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a 5-minute segment, our 5-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
Jim Rome is a jerk.
He is.
He just kept egging on Jim Everett, the quarterback. Played at Purdue. I remember him best with the Rams, and then he's with the Saints. Jim Everett, a very serviceable NFL quarterback with some success, Pro Bowler, led the league in passing yards once. And then he did say Chris Everett to him again, and then he knocked him over, knocked the table and his chair over and everything. Jim Everett here today. He's 61.
Now you can strike him today or night. Just as quick as it
rattles by. Actually, 62. I got to do my math now. Instead of 24, it's 25, Neil.
It's just bang, bang, boom.
She replaced our friend Paulette Carlson.
Yeah.
You can't be in the bang, bang, boom.
Big shoes to fill, Nikki Nelson. Did a nice job. But I think they only did two more albums before they broke up. Bing, bang, boom. That was the biggest hit with her singing lead. She's 56 today. Got a couple more living.
725 verbal, 757 math.
That's a 1481.
Well, it's just a number. Besides, it's a 1482.
Yeah, that's pretty good SAT scores. As I recall, the scores didn't need to be quite that high to get into Brown Institute.
No. Nope.
You had the money, they had
the time.
I think in one of my classes, you could have added up everybody's SAT, and it might not have reached Winnie Cooper's. But they knew how to work the concession machine, you know, and get some Cheetos and a couple dials, and you knew how to talk. That's Danica McKellar, who was Winnie Cooper on Wonder Years. She's 50, Neil.
Wow.
50.
Hi. I'm Eli Manning, and I have DirecTV.
And I'm bad comedian Eli Manning, and I got cable. What?
Only DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket gives you every game every Sunday, all in stunning HD.
With cable, I get HD, as in huge disappointment.
So, Eli Manning, 44, his older brother Peyton. Do we have Manning over...
overload?
Overexposed, yeah, overload. No. Overexposure, the Mannings. They're everywhere. I know. I really like them. I haven't reached that yet.
No, they're both
very funny.
Quite.
I love the Manning cast, and we're not oversaturated just yet, but it's getting close.
Yeah.
I love the Eli Manning commercial for Frank's Red Hot. I put that bleep on everything.
Right.
And he's putting them on his flowers and all kinds of stuff. That's Eli Manning, 2-time Super Bowl champ. I don't think he'll make the Hall of Fame. His brother did.
Right.
I don't think Eli will. I just don't think his numbers are good enough, even though he has the two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he may not. But
Eli.
He's,
and what did we say?
Enjoyable, for sure.
What would we say?
Your wife with poor Eli.
Poor Eli, because he went to Ole Miss, and she's Mississippi State. So it was always whenever the Vikings would beat up on in that one game where they had all those interceptions. Poor Eli.
She didn't like Ole Miss whooping up on Duke or somebody. Yeah, Duke last night, I think it was.
Yeah, they were okay with it. Eli, as long as they're not playing Mississippi State. Eli Manning, 44 today.
Gone, but not forgotten today. Our former First Lady of the day was Calvin Coolidge's bride, First Lady Grace Coolidge. It's rare that they only have two names. Grace Coolidge, born on this day 1879. He gave us The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, a couple of your favorites, J.R.R. Tolkien, born on this day in 1892. Fine actor, Academy Award winner. He won Oscar for the film The Lost Weekend. I remember him in Dial M for Murder. Ray Milland, born on this day, 1905.
Wouldn't that ring a bell?
Oh, it certainly would. They'd assume you followed her there yourself.
Me? Why should I?
Why should you steal her handbag? Why should you write her all those blackmail notes? Can you prove you didn't? You certainly can't prove I did. It'll be a straight case of your word against mine.
What a thriller, that Dial M. He's the one who wanted to get his wife.
Right.
He was trying to find somebody to off his wife.
His wife, right. Dial M for Murder there, Ray Milland again, 1905. Very funny, talented guy. I don't know if he's underappreciated. I loved him. Pianist and comedian Victor Borge, 1909.
What's the problem there, Neil?
The piece of music is upside down.
It's upside down.
He was going backwards. His expressions and everything else. The guy was genius. Victor Borge, born on this day, 1909. One of us went to Minneapolis North High School, along with her sisters, Laverne and the other one, Maxine Andrews.
Don't and sit the rest. Under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone
it's like the three tenors, or the other one is the other one.
Right,
I think you were
right.
You're trying to think of Patty.
Patty, right. The they had actually a fourth sister that sadly was passed away at very, well, 8 months of age. They went to Minneapolis North High School, won a talent contest, Jim, at the Orpheum Theater in 1923.
That'd be the old Orpheum, Neil.
The old Orpheum that started to on their way to a star. By World War II, they were megastars. Who could forget Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy and the rest? The Andrews sisters, that's a Maxine. She was, again, born on this day. The year was 1916. Hall of Fame coach, we didn't care for him and his matriculating. Hank Stram, 1923.
Come on, Lenny. Pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
Yeah, you do that.
Well,
frissing. And they did.
Vikings actually could not stop the 65 toss power trap.
We couldn't stop it, sadly. Purple People Eaters were taken apart by Hank Stram and the Chiefs in 1970. That was 1923. Sergio Leone, if you like Clint Eastwood and the spaghetti westerns, as they called them, this is a guy that did them all, Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And he did another good Once Upon a Time in America. Anyway, Sergio Leone, 1929. He was listed, actually, in the alive list and the gone list.
Not on mine, my staff.
Not on
my
yours, staff, your
knows.
Staff, right. But Dabney Coleman passed away earlier in 2024. Very funny guy, 1932.
Judy, you've got to help me. That mob has gone crazy out there. They're trying to kill me.
Well, why would they want to do a nasty thing like that?
I don't know. I'm not such a bad guy.
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
So I have a few faults. Who does?
From 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5,
yes,
yeah.
He's the boss.
He had a couple of the Slap Maxwell story, and of course, in Dragnet, he played the Hugh Hefner guy in Dragnet. Very, very good actor. Dabney Coleman, 1932. And the Golden Jet, one of the top NHL players, Hall of Famer, played with the Blackhawks. Of course, his son, the Golden Brett, was pretty good, too. We're talking about Bobby Hull, born on this day, 1939. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Friday Bobathon, Kenny Chesney, She's Got It All. Tracy Byrd, Drinking Bone. Or Mary Chapin Carpenter, He Thinks He'll Keep Her.
I think we should pour them up. Let's have a cocktail.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY.